Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, March 19th of all things, 2024. Happy spring. It's official. Today is the first day of spring. And I am happy about that. And I am happy to have C.A. Brooks with me today for our March 2024 meeting of the minds. We always have a great discussion. We're not on the second week of the month, but the third, just due to other things. But still, I always look forward to our time together, and we always have a great discussion, and you are invited to be a part of it. So please join us in the chat room, if you will. If you can, just go to 12radio.com and click chat. Please feel free to comment or ask questions in the chat. We may or may not have time for readings today. We'll just see how the conversation goes. And usually it kind of takes us along with it. So, and that's the fun part of it. We both just follow our intuition and we're available. And that makes for a good time and an enjoyable conversation and usually a lot of fun. If you would like a reading, however, from me, you can find me every day on 12listen.com. I'm usually available mid to later morning, Pacific time into the evening. If you stop by and don't see me, or if I'm busy on another call, just schedule a call or put in a callback request. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So that's the best way to do it. My Welcome Spring 15-minute time-based session is now official. It's been up for about 2 weeks because I've just been, I've been into spring this year, probably more than I remember being in it in several years, or maybe ever. I don't know. It just is a new experience this year for me. But that 15-minute time-based session is available throughout the season, throughout spring. And it just, spring symbolizes new beginnings and new life. Everything is coming back to life. We're coming out of our cocoon, our winter cocoon, and everything is blossoming and beginning to grow. And it's beautiful, and it's an energy that we can just jump on and ride if we want to. And I advise that you do. So basically the reason, or the, not the reason, but the purpose of this time-based session, limitation or anything that's in the way of being available for new opportunities, new experiences, new beginnings, because that really is what spring is. It's the perfect metaphor for that. And with the perfect energy behind it. So it's all about taking advantage of that. Also on 12listen, we have reduced rates on calls and chats a few times a week. If you wanna be notified of our specials, just go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. And that just means you leave your email address, and that way you get everything that we do, you are notified. I also want to remind you, as always, every week of the gratitude board on 12listen. Post what you're grateful for. It's moderated by the advisors at 12listen.com, which means we add our attention to your intention and empower it in that way. So there's no reason not to, because you can post anonymously. The other thing I always like to remind you of is the archives on 12radio.com. Archives from every show from every host are in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. So anytime you just want to check somebody out that you haven't listened to or re-listened to a show, that's where you find it 24/7. And I just want to thank you again for being here today. And thank you for listening, however and whenever you do. You know, as I said, there's archives are available, but there's also programming on 24/7 on 12radio.com. And it's a great source of inspiration and information and support. So I invite you to take advantage. And again, thank you for listening. We all appreciate that. We're here, many different voices with many different passions and many different takes on everything. So you can take your pick, you know. And we love what we do. And it's a great way for us to share what we have and put it out into the world, again, with the intention of supporting, being of help, empowering. My deal is empowering, hence the name of my show. But anyway, I just want to say thanks to Jay for producing the show today and for all that he does for us on 12 Radio, which is a lot. I appreciate you immensely. And I am always glad to have C.A. Brooks with me on the show. She is, if you're unfamiliar with C.A., she's a 1-2 listen advisor, a clairvoyant astrologer, animal communicator. She's an avid student of A Course in Miracles and Tarot, among other things. She writes the Week Ahead section of the Power Peak, Mark Husson's weekly newsletter. She hosts Everyday Astrology here on 1-2 Radio, which immediately precedes Empowerment every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. She also has podcasts of her Course in Miracles show, available in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. And those are just some of the things that she does. So I really appreciate her taking the time to have our meeting of the minds once a month. I really do appreciate that. And this show, if you listen to my show regularly, you know this is a show about spirituality because that's my passion. That's, I love to talk about it. That's my passion. That lights me up in a good way. But astrology and tarot are welcome when CA is here because they're her passion, along with many other things, A Course in Miracles being one of them. And that's why we call our show The Meeting of the Minds. And, you know, astrology and tarot are welcome, A Course in Miracles are welcome, whatever, feng shui, whatever. We just, you know, we start with a topic and we just, whatever comes, comes. And all is welcome. And that's what makes our discussions and our time together a lot of fun. And I'll have CA join me in just a couple of minutes after I don't know if this is really the starting point of our discussion, but it's my story. So the reason why my voice is sounding kind of funny is because I've been on a painting binge in my house for a few days. And it's got to be it because I don't, you know, I feel fine. But as I said at the beginning of the show, today is the first day of spring. And spring and fall are my favorite seasons because they're so dramatic. I mean, you can't, you know, summer is just spring warming up and winter is fall cooling down. You know, I mean, there's really nothing dramatic about summer beginning and winter beginning. Spring and fall, man, you know, they're just fantastically dramatic seasons. And I really have a difficult time. I was trying to figure out, you know, which of the two really is my favorite. But it kind of dawned on me. Each one is when they occur. You know, I mean, it's the beginning of everything growing in springtime, and it's the ending of that in fall and moving into a cooler time of the year. So each one is so individual, and they're just both beautiful, and the energy of each is perfect at the time that they occur. So, you know, right now, as I said, everything is coming out of its winter sleep, and energetically, I think we are too. I know I am. I've been thinking about spring for weeks because I, as I said a minute ago, I've really felt the momentum that comes with it, like really, really felt it. Last week, we had a huge snowstorm, a spring snow, and March is typically the snowiest month in Colorado. We got over a foot of snow, and it started as rain late Wednesday night, and then just became this big, well, actually Wednesday night, it started snowing and the snowflakes looked like feathers. They were giant and just, I mean, it was just amazing how beautiful they were in the night sky. So, you know, that started Wednesday night, started as rain, then snowed all through Thursday. And I think it quit early Friday morning. So it had been predicted, you know, I knew that it was coming, and true to a spring snowstorm, it was pretty much half melted by the end of the day on Friday. I mean, it just, as soon as the sun came out, as soon as it stopped snowing, it started melting because the weather had been warm. And it was due to get warmer, meaning like 30s, 40s. But boy, that water just melted into, you know, just watered everything. And the grass is underneath as the snow dissipates is so green, amazingly green. So it did its, it worked its magic. you know, spring snowstorms are just miraculous. But it was interesting because the snowstorm had been predicted, and it was predicted to be substantial. So that and predicted to start on Thursday. So Wednesday, I woke up thinking about painting. And I used to paint for a living. I had my own painting business for a couple of years, and I absolutely loved it. It was one of the highlights of my life was when I painted for a living, because when you paint, you see a result. And prior to that, I'd been in the mortgage business, and you know, it's just something about putting your hands to something and doing it and working it and feeling that energy flow through you as you do something physical and then see a result. You know, I mean, that's perfect. And the other thing I loved about it is when I finished at the end of the day, I went home tired. I like being tired from doing something physical, and I didn't take anything with me. You know, and when you're back to the mortgage business, I've been pretty much self-employed since 1991 because I was a commission-only loan officer at a mortgage company. And so, you know, I was always thinking 45 days ahead of myself. Great, I'm having a great closing month now, but what do I have 45 days from now? You know, there was always something that I was thinking about and concerned about, because I took care of everybody, you know, no matter what I knew about being intuitive or an empathic, I was one and I've always been one. So I had to take care of everybody. And as we called ourselves at the Institute, out of control healers. But at the time, I had no idea. Anyway, that I digress. But I was really, I just woke up thinking about painting. I went to Ace Hardware, which I am so fortunate is like a block away from my house. Got all the paint, got all the, you know, I'd been toying with the colors, figured out what I wanted, finally figured out what I wanted just about a day before that. And went and got everything I needed and came home because I thought, it's going to snow like crazy tomorrow. And what a great day to paint. You know, I was online. Of course, I'm online every day. But that's the other cool thing, too. I can be online, take my calls, and still keep painting. You know, not while I'm talking, but, you know, during the day that I'm online. So the house was painted. The whole house was painted 4 years ago. Excuse me. 4 years ago when we did a remodel. And it was painted in the same, the color is the same throughout. And it's a beautiful neutral tone called mocha cream, which is a warm taupe. And in the majority of the house, 95% of the house, it's perfect. But in the kitchen, one small bathroom, and one wall in the living room, it wasn't. It just wasn't perfect. And it was bugging me. And it had been bugging me for a while. Like every time I'd look at it, I go, what could I do different? You know, what is this? You know, I never liked it. And it was talking to me all the time. You know, it was like clutter. Clutter talks to you all the time. It's a distraction. And so were the walls in those rooms. And the reason was it was the same color paint, but it was painted in a semi-gloss finish. The rest of the house is eggshell, and I love eggshell because it's a very soft finish. You can feel it. It's very soft. It's very cozy, and it's very classy, I think. To me personally, I'm speaking just my preferences. Semi-gloss is shiny. It's just shiny, and it's always been used traditionally. It's always been used like kind of rule of thumb. You paint your kitchens, your bathrooms, ceilings and trim in semi-gloss because it's more durable, easy to wash. Well, acrylic paint is acrylic paint. And if you paint well and have, you know, plenty of paint on your wall, eggshell is just as durable. And if you use good paint, and I use Benjamin Moore, that's my favorite paint, and it's good paint. And again, if you do a good job and make sure that you've got a good layer of paint on that wall by the time you're finished, or two layers if that's what you do. But anyway, the other thing about shiny paint is, and this is probably the bigger problem, or my bigger issue, is that it exaggerates imperfections on the walls. The softer the finish, imperfections are muted. And so, we had the walls that I'm talking about are walls that were part of the original house. And so when it came to the bathroom, which is a three-quarter bath that Shannon used all the time, they did not bring their A team in to do the finish, as far as the drywall goes. They did not. In fact, I think they might have just gone out on the street and found some guy and asked him if he knew how to use a trowel. Let him run wild in there. Because it was, I'd sit in there, or I'd go in there to clean it, and I go, man, these walls are just horrible. But I'm not a drywaller, so I can't do anything about that. But the minute I finished it and I painted it a different color, I painted it a light, warm gray called, I can't remember what it was called, Shoreline. And it just, having that shine off the wall and a lighter color, just all of a sudden I looked at it and I went, boy, I don't see, all the crazy imperfections in there are not screaming at me. They were just toned down, and it feels so nice. And the same with the kitchen. It was just really a dramatic change, and just brightened up, livened up those rooms, and went, and it goes perfectly with the taupe, because it's about the same tone, just a little different color, warm gray. So it just did exactly what I hoped it would do, and that felt great. And it felt good to change the colors, just in those rooms, because those are standalone rooms. And it was the right thing. It just felt right. It just felt right. Not that that's right or wrong, but it just felt good and it felt right. And then in the living room, behind, we have a big, lovely bar in the living room. The living room is more like a great room, because there's a table and the TV and the bar. And the wall behind the bar was actually the outside of the house, the lower part of it. So it's a really rough brick that's been painted a million times. And for some reason, the rest of the room is painted in eggshell, but it was painted in semi-gloss. And again, I would sit there at the table and eat breakfast and look at it and go, I got to do something about that. It just bugged me. So I painted it, because the rest of the room, and it is the lower part of a wall, the rest of the room was that beautiful warm taupe, the mocha. So I found a color that was called hazelwood, that was about two tones darker. Not a lot, but just enough, because I have paintings hanging on that wall. And I painted it, and it totally changed the feeling of it. And it's absolutely beautiful. And I was just, I just thrilled that everything came out so well. But the best part, aside from the results were great. It was the act of painting, doing it. I love to paint, and I hadn't painted in years, because I didn't need to. I didn't need to. And the house was remodeled 4 years ago. It was completely painted. And also, Shannon was old school and liked semi-gloss. So, and not any wasn't going to be talked out of semi-gloss, but it just felt so good to do. And it felt really good to realize that I'm still a good painter. I used to be a great painter, but I'm still a good painter, a good straight painter. But painting changes the energy of a place. And that's the biggest thing that it does. The guy that owned the School of Applied Arts, Andre Martinez, said, paint is felt. And I agree. I agree. Paint sets a mood. paint is felt, color is felt, and we all have a different interpretation of color. You know, color hits us all in a very individual way. And, you know, as I said, shiny paint is noisy to me. It just is, and uncomfortable. And it could have been a different color, and it, with the shine, it still would be noisy. So it's just not my deal. But the cool thing was, another cool thing, is that I feel like I dropped another nag, you know, off my energetic cart when I painted those rooms. You know, something that bugs you, whatever it is, it was addressed, and now it feels great. And I had just a blast doing it. So, you know, there are many other things that change the energy of a place, that clear energy, painting clears energy. And remember, walls are the energetic records of everything that's ever happened. Stuff sticks to hard things. Walls, furniture, that's why, you know, it's really good to have your home grounded and clear energy through your walls. And especially if you see people, or in your office, if you see people, to have wherever they sit or lay, if you're a practitioner, ground those tables, because people come to you to dump energy. So let it keep going down the grounding cord, because it makes space for new people to come in as well. But I don't want to talk about that right now, because I want to get to CA. But also, spring cleaning changes the energy of a place. And there are many other things too that create a shift. And so that's my story. So let's talk to CA. How do you feel about spring? Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. And it was kind of funny when you said, oh, I'm going to talk about painting. I love to paint. I could just hardly wait. Two things came to mind, because I know that not only were you a professional painter, but you also do a lot of painting, like watercolor. And I don't know if you do oils or acrylics, but I know you do that kind of painting too. So I thought, yeah, which one is she doing?
Well, that's kind of next on my list to get back to, is my watercolors, because I just haven't had the space to do it in a long time. So right. I think this is all kind of leading me down a road, you know, of having the time and the focus to do different things.
Yes. Well, and that's what I did last week too. And I gave a birthday gift to myself, and I took a 3-day workshop in watercolor.
Oh, good for you.
You know, at certain times in my life, I've got watercolor all over the house, because I'm doing it here and doing it there or whatever. Yeah. But I'm kind of the same way. You know, I feel like my life has become a lot of other things. And so the watercolor sits there, and every once in a while I get it out. But I recently just said, you know what? You got to make that a priority, because if nothing else, it's just the balance I need in my life to let a different part of my brain come forward. Right. And so I joined a group that meets once a week, and it's just for 2 hours, but we watercolor together, and that's been really fun. But then I heard about this workshop, so I did the workshop, and, you know, truthfully, I felt like a total beginner, which in some ways was really hard, because it's almost like I've never painted before in my life. You know, when you get away from it and you feel like you just don't even remember what you were doing.
I know.
But it certainly revived, you know, there again, spring, it revived that sense of, yeah, I'm going to paint. So in fact, I came home and I cleaned off a desk table that I have in my office that I used to paint on, and I use it for work as well. But I just thought, you know, at this point, you know, post-COVID, you know, I had lots of in-person clients before COVID.
Yeah.
But now almost everything has converted to telephone or Zoom or that kind of thing. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just not sure you need this table always there for an in-person client, because that's not what your life is. So I just cleaned it off and put all my watercolor stuff on it.
Very cool.
And I thought, you know, because if nothing else, I just want to see it every day. And having it there means that I really could just sit down for 15 or 20 minutes and play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that you did some painting in your house, because I know what that's like too. I sometimes would stare at a kitchen wall. I mean, it seems like I was always painting my kitchen. That's the one I was always painting and, you know, putting a different color up there. But it's just, yeah, you need those things in life that are meaningful to you.
Yeah.
You know, and that just bring that jazz. And especially with, you know, the spring equinox being late tonight, I put in the power peak. I think tomorrow's really the first day of spring because the equinox doesn't happen until late tonight. But in any case, but I mean, it's still technically, yes, the equinox is today.
Yeah.
You know, it's only we picky astrologers that look at it and go, no, actually the sun isn't across from blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't enter Aries until that moment. But in any case, it's just, it's energetic. As you mentioned before, it's just an energetic space of new beginnings, a new astrological year, a new astrological season. And the Aries energy, of course, is that powerful motivating force that wakes up the seeds, you know, wakes up the environment and says, hey, come forward again. And so it's very timely that both of us were getting out our paints, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm going to color my world.
Yeah. Well, what else do you do? Do you do spring cleaning, or do you know what other things do you do?
Well, you know, I do. And the only reason I'm hesitating is, you know, and I'm not going to pretend that my house is all organized and clean because it's really not. But there's nothing like moving that is like such a major clean out.
Yeah.
You know, that then I don't feel like I have quite as much. However, even at that, like, you know, when I was kind of rearranging portions of my office so that I could watercolor, you know, I did look at stuff and go, what, you know, when was the last time you used this? You thought this was so important. And it's not something that's without value, but it's just not something that I'm using or that I really need. So I think I try to get into a phase where, in a sense, I'm releasing or cleaning out every single week, you know, and it may or may not be a designated time. I'm, you know, I used to be this, okay, I need to set aside 2 days or I need to set aside time. And I don't, like, even now, like if I look in a drawer and just go, you know, this doesn't look quite right. It needs to be reorganized, or there's things in here I don't use. I just pull them out. And one thing that's really helped is that when I lived in Denver, there was like some group that came by once a year or something to collect things. But here there's a group that comes every 2 months and you can set out just almost anything. And that has gotten me into a really good rhythm because I always have at least one box, one bag that when I run across those things in a drawer and I go, you haven't worn that. Or, you know what, that's a kitchen tool and you never use it. You know, you obviously don't need it. I just continually, it's almost a game of what, you know, how I can fill the box or the bag.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, and you know, maybe that's a function of age as well, because I just don't want to be weighed down by all these things that I think, oh, someday I'm going to use that. Someday I'm going to wear that. Someday that's going to be my life. And, you know, I think there again, I realize how much of my mindset has always been about someday that's going to be my lifestyle. And you finally look at something and go, that's never been your lifestyle. And so it's probably not going to be. You know?
Yeah.
Well, and in fact, my sister and I were talking about a patio table that had 6 chairs. And she goes, well, you know, you might want that because I do have a very large yard. And I go, no, I don't. I said, I never have that many people over. And she goes, well, things change. But I found myself going, well, they haven't yet. You know? Yeah. And I always say that, too. I always imagine that I'm the dinner party kind of person. That's what I imagine for my life. And maybe because, well, you know, a lot of people know I grew up with 9 brothers and sisters.
Right.
So you always did things in a big way. You know, you always had a huge dining room table, always had, you know, 20, 30 sets of dishes, you know, or, you know, place settings. And I realized that that isn't my life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a sobering kind of revelation. But it's also okay to just say, you know, that's okay to not be that person. And so anyway, but my sister just kind of looked at me and I'm like, yep, when was the last time I needed six chairs? But she said, things change. And I go, yeah, and I guess if they do, I'll get a table that has six chairs.
Or I know lots of people with folding chairs.
Right. Yeah. Well, and in all honesty, I actually have a lot of chairs. They're just not all part of one table. Mm-hmm. So nobody's going to sit on the floor or in the right. yard. You know, that's not going to happen. They're just not going to have matching chairs.
Right.
Right. So, but yeah, in terms of the spring cleaning, I also think it is nice sometimes to just think of it that way, the spring cleaning. Because I know when I was a kid, I mean, we really did that. My mom would just go, okay, oh, yeah. time for spring cleaning. And you just go through the house and you clean everything. And we would even store all of our summer clothes, you know, in yep. trunks and chests, almost like old steamer chests, you know, that you would, you know, travel on big steamer ships, you know? And so yes. I remember that was so much fun when mom said, okay, it's time. And we'd open that up and out would come the shorts and, yeah. you know, and tops and stuff. And of course I felt like I was growing like a weed. So they were, you know, always, then it became hand-me-downs to my sisters, you know, because those yeah. shorts were never going to fit again, you know?
Right, right. Well, I still do that. My closet in my bedroom is double deep. Uh-huh. So it's, there are doors on both sides. There are two bedrooms, my reading room and then my big bedroom. So I switch them around and it just, oh. it feels yeah. good to
yes.
do it. And it's also the opportunity to look at stuff and, you know, discern mm-hmm. whether you still like it, you know, whether, you know, it on to yes. see if you still like it. I don't know. I like doing that. I just like mm-hmm. doing that. It's kind of a tradition thing, but it also shifts the energy. And I think Absolutely. That just, to me, feels good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm just notorious for rearranging my furniture. And I have a relatively small house, so not too many pieces, but I move them around all the time.
Ah,
and but there again, because it just feels good to me. And you yeah. know, sometimes I'll just go, okay, you know, I'll live with it for a few weeks and go, you know, this isn't quite right. Let's move this over here. But you know, but I move it around quite a bit. And fortunately well, for me, I have ceramic floors, so it's easy to move it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just move it around on whim.
Well, that's cool. I mean, my house, I can't. Everything kind of fits where it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So moving furniture around doesn't, I can't do that. But I got new tablecloths mm-hmm. and some new pillow covers, you know, for toss pillows, throw pillows.
Yes. Yes.
And man, I mean, it's just some little thing like that can just brighten every, and I've gotten some new rugs and just really shifted the, I don't know, everything just feels much lighter, brighter.
Yes.
And today my guy Riley is coming to wash my windows, which will be really nice.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah, it's been good. It's been a good kind of reset, you know, for the mm-hmm. house and with the paint and everything. And it just feels nice. And I feel like I'm enthused and ready for spring and when it's time to pull weeds. I think I'm going to feel different about it this year than yes. I have in the past.
Yes.
It's just cool. It's just really cool. My yes. Gram used to do major. Well, she just cleaned constantly. She's the only, I mean, I always tell people I grew up with a woman who dusted every day. And, used the dust mop in the bedrooms every day because they had hardwood floors. And she'd go up there, pull the screens out of the windows, go to town. and it was great because it just, to me, the biggest thing I got from my grandma, aside from, you know, appreciating a clean house, was the fact that she, I don't think she ever took anything for granted, nothing that she had. And so everything was taken care of. Everything was clean. Everything was, you know, she was thoughtful about. And I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that. And it's kind of funny because, I don't know, it's kind of funny to see, like, I don't know, my sister-in-law, my nieces, nephews, even Jared and Kristen, everything seems to be kind of disposable, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean necessarily furniture, but it's just not valued, I think, as much as it was when I was growing up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, I've been thinking a lot about this lately, mostly because of a podcast or a lecture that I've been listening to. And in a sense, it's going in a different direction. But the point is, taking the time, and it goes beyond gratitude. It's just taking the time to recognize that every single thing in your life, in many ways, on a metaphysical level, you've created, you've put there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to even distinguish between, you know, I don't need to be kind to the dish rag because it's just the dish rag, you mm-hmm. know, but can you practice? And I mean, that's what the person is saying, is the practice of being kind to every single manifestation in your life is a way of affirming love or affirming value in yourself. Because, you know, to kick, you know, the tire when your car won't start, to throw, you know, and we all do it. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe not that, but we all do it because, well, this is an inanimate object. And what does it mean? And just look at that thing. It broke, you know, or whatever it did. And he said, you know, it's a very valuable exercise to just stay in the moment and be conscious of every single thing. You know, every single thing is a part of you on some level. And so can you be kind? Can you be consciously kind to the chair that you're sitting in? Mm-hmm. You know, and even if it's broken, you know, just say, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being, you know, of service to me. And that how much that changes our belief and our experience of being loved, of being worthy, of, you know, maybe just contentment in life. And it doesn't mean that everything's perfect, but just not making all these distinctions and just allowing every single thing, in a sense, to be valuable to you. And, you know, from a feng shui standpoint, I think about it, like when you talk about the spring cleaning, you know, it's always important to me, even if I'm letting something go, you know, I very consciously say, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, you turned out not to be the pair of shoes that I could wear, or you turn. In fact, you know, today I'm giving away a brand new pair of shoes in the box. Mm-hmm. And because of something I'm going to, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to gift this. I'm going to take this. And it's because it just turned out not to be the right pair for me. Mm-hmm. It was too late to return them. They're really cute. In fact, I kind of looked at them and thought, are you sure? And I go, yes, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure. And
your feet answered that question.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, because I actually got a lot of fun buying those shoes. I got a lot of pleasure looking at those shoes and imagining that when the weather got warmer, because they're sandals, that I was going to wear them. Mm-hmm. And now I realize, nope, that's not going to happen. But just being, you know, that's it, being conscious and saying, you know what, you deserve another life.
Yeah.
You deserve another life. And or even if you're throwing something away, just saying, you know what, thank you for this. Thank you for being part of this. And, you know, just listening to that this week, you know, because he even says, well, you know, you're always asking me, how do we do this? How do we learn forgiveness? How do we practice? And he goes, this is how you do it. Whatever's in front of you, whatever is in your life at this moment, that's what you're conscious of, and valuing that thing, that person. It doesn't, you know, quit with the hierarchy of, oh, it's always got to be a person that, you know, love only goes to a person or forgiveness. Mm. It's like, no, think about every single thing in your life. Are you being kind to the microphone that you're speaking into? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. are you able to, you know, to channel kindness into everything, into the food that you're eating, you know, into the dirt that you're sweeping off the floor, all those leaves that keep Tucker keeps dragging into the house, you know. Are you able to just say, you know, to be kind and say, thank you, but you can't be in here anymore. You need to go back outside, you know.
Yeah.
And that's so it is that kind of thing of, you know, sometimes we, you know, and I guess that's a good reason to do spring cleaning too, because we can sometimes just get so overwhelmed that we don't even see everything in our lives.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think too, I mean, that's mindfulness, which is,
yes,
it is beautiful. And mindfulness makes you present. Mm-hmm. You know, when you decide to be aware, decide to appreciate and value whatever it is you're doing in the moment, brings you into the moment. And that's lovely. You know,
yes,
that's healing. Most of the time we're doing stuff and we're way ahead of ourselves. We're thinking mm-hmm. about something else and not even being present. But I agree, just appreciating. In fact, that made me, I kind of laughed to myself, because this morning I opened the dishwasher door and I turned around and grabbed a cup to put in, and I bumped the door with my leg on the way back, and I went, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I actually got myself doing that. And I do that all the time. I just do that all the time. You know, it's mm-hmm. like because you're giving. That's the kind of giving that just comes back, and it comes back in different. I think whatever you appreciate just expands you. Mm-hmm. I mean, and expands your good, and therefore, you know, allows more in. And whatever you give away, you make space for more to come in. And I think that's beautiful, because my favorite saying, "What you love loves you back." It mm-hmm. just does.
Oh, that's nice.
It
Whatever
does.
You love loves you back.
Yeah. Because you pay attention. Say you have a painting or a picture. I'm looking at a picture above my desk of my three grandchildren. And it's this big picture that Jared and Kristen gave me that's really cute. But, you know, you appreciate a piece of art and you look at it and you have it on your wall because of it makes you feel. Well, when you appreciate that, it expands that feeling. And to me, that's love. It's a circle of love mm-hmm. and attention. Is love, whether it's attention on something good or something not good, it's going to expand that thing. So it's just an interesting thing to think about, and serving, everything has a purpose to serve, everything. And if it's not serving its purpose for me, if I don't love it, then it's time for it to go, because someone will love it and it deserves that.
Well, and in this lecture that I've been listening to, it was interesting because he takes questions, and a woman said, oh my gosh, I'm just having this major aha moment, you know, based on what he was saying. And she said, I recognize that, you know, sort of, she said, my issues are overeating and overspending. And she said, you're making me realize that doing that is really disrespectful, not so much, not even just to my body, but to the thing itself. You know, and then he even said, he goes, yeah, who knew that you had to show love to a hot fudge sundae? You know, but that's it, just disrespectful in terms of just always making something else serve your immediate need or desire without any intention or respect for it.
Yeah.
You know, just like, how fast can I shovel this in? Or how can I get more and more and more and put you on the shelf and never pay attention to you again, or put you in the closet or whatever it is? And she just said, this is a major aha moment. You know, those kind of behaviors are disrespectful to those items, to those things. I'm just not even taking the moment to be grateful or to pay attention to what I'm doing. It's just like, what's one more, you know, I just want more. Mm-hmm. So I mm-hmm. thought that was interesting too.
That is interesting. Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to be disrespectful to that chocolate that I eat.
Oh, me either. I'm going to pay you more every time I eat a piece of chocolate.
Well, you know, it sounds funny, but that's it. I mean, I could tell that she really was having, like, you know, a revelation in her life.
Yeah.
That, that, you know, she wasn't paying attention and that it wasn't satisfying because she wasn't there.
Right.
Enjoying it.
Right.
Interacting with it.
Yeah. Well, it's disregarded, you know, it's taken for granted. And
yes.
And what good is that going to do? I mean, think about that. If you're like the hot fudge sundae, if you're appreciating it and enjoying it, that as you consume it goes back into your body,
mm-hmm.
right? The mm-hmm. enjoyment, the love, the
yes.
that. I mean, everything is a circle. Everything is a circle. We don't give anything without getting something back. And that's a really cool way to think about it. You know, or when you're, if you are making dinner, as you're making dinner, whatever, you know, whatever it is, just being there, doing it, paying attention to it, just infuses it with energy, you know, and with love. And again, then you consume it and you get the benefit of it again. So yeah, that's a great mindful way to operate.
Yeah. Well, and I love the synchronicity that you're talking about, something that truly, like I said, every day I've been listening to this podcast for a while,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and there you are talking about similar ideas. Don't you love that? The synchronicity.
Oh, I do. It's a no mistakes universe.
Yeah. It truly is.
It is.
Yeah. But it's also funny, you're talking about painting the walls, because I had this house painted professionally before I moved in, which has now been almost 3 years ago, not quite. And wow. I really do like it, but every single room is exactly the same color.
Yeah.
And in fact, I call it realtor gray, but it's a color that's called agreeable gray that is somewhere between taupe and gray. Which is what kind of makes it kind of magical, because in certain areas or with certain furniture, it looks gray. And then in other areas, it looks taupe. So there's just nothing that doesn't go with it.
Yep.
However, after almost 3 years, I looked the other day and I thought, well, what if you like to introduce a little color? And, you know, I'm not there yet because... Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I had it all painted and it kind of felt good to just have it all fresh and all painted, and I didn't have to do it, you know. And when mm-hmm. I say that, I like to paint, but not like you do. And I get tired about halfway through the project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't always do a great job. So having somebody else paint it was such a treat. But there was a part of me that goes, is it time to just change up a little something? And I don't know. So, I mean, you know, I may do it in another way. And there again, I'd really like to put some intention into my watercolor. So I'll probably appease that energy by doing that rather than paint a wall. But we'll see.
Well, anything that you can just put yourself into, because it did. I'm painting and I'm just like, I'm putting the paint in the bucket to start and I'm giddy.
Yes.
I'm so excited to put that first swash on the wall, you know.
Yes.
It felt so good. It's like, oh, this is such a great, rewarding, fulfilling thing, simple thing, but very mm-hmm. fulfilling, because you get to see a result. I mean, that I think is the biggest bonus of painting watercolor. I only paint watercolor. I don't know anything else, but that's on my list too, to just get back to that. I have a bunch of mm-hmm. photos and pictures from magazines and catalogs and stuff that I have in a file that kind of piqued my interest when I saw them. So I need to get back to that. I don't need to. I would like to get back to that too.
Yes.
And just have fun with that.
Absolutely. I encourage you to do that. We can encourage each other.
Okay. No, I'm really happy for you that you're doing that. That's great. I think there's just have to be something else that mm-hmm. I love my work. I love my work. I work every day. There's no question that I love my work and my clients and what I do, but something that you put your hand to, you know, something that energy flows out and you see something because of it is really mm-hmm. important to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And just being the channel for that creative energy. I mean, that's, to let it flow and make a beautiful picture or whatever it is that you do. It's important, or it may be a knit or sew or whatever it is. It's just, it's not unimportant. It's not unimportant.
No, it's not. And I know that we're getting towards the end of the show, but I'll just introduce a little astrology. And in fact, there's so much going on because we've got eclipses coming up. There's so much. And with the, you know, equinox today. But Mars, the planet of motivation, the planet of action, is moving into Pisces. And that is such an important thing. That's happening at the end of the week. I think it's a Friday or Saturday. It's Friday. Friday the 22nd, it's moving into Pisces. And Pisces is that sign that is the ultimate of creativity and imagination. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be motivated by things that feel that way, that, as you said, channel that feeling, that we can channel creativity, imagination, and just ourselves into something. And that's going to be going on for 6 weeks. So if anybody says, yeah, I want to get back to my crochet, my knitting, my sewing, my beading, my making jewelry, my whatever it is, do it. This is a great time period to do that in.
That's great. That's Mars is in my Pisces in my natal chart.
Oh, yay. So you're going to have a Mars return. We'll need to talk about that.
Yeah, yay. We should. And Friday is Shannon's birthday. So. Oh. We're going to go to Undici, a bunch of us, and celebrate his 70th birthday, which will be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Nice.
That'll be a lot of fun. But anyway, oh my gosh, we're at the end of the show, CA. Can you believe it? No.
It went really fast.
It did. It did. What do you have going on before we say goodbye?
Well, the typical thing, I will be online this week, but I always encourage people to either request a call back or a schedule call because I'm very flexible, but I am kind of, you know, there again, a caretaker part-time. So just, I'll be available on One Two Listen. Hope to connect with you that way.
Great, great, great. Well, thank you for being with me today. I've loved our conversation and it was fun and, everyone, you've been listening to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. We're here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way that we relate to the world, because indeed we do create it. Our world is us pushed outward. That's all there is to it. So whatever you're seeing in your outside world, it's you. And if you don't like it, you can change it. So please stay tuned for Katie Weaver. She's coming up next, and I will see you next week. And in the meantime, please have a very, very blessed week. And thanks again for being here.